Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Food, routine veterinary care, cat litter, toys, beds. If a pet gets injured or gets sick, that can be a very large expense, an unexpected expense for the owner.
That's Dr. Kim Culbertson.
People want to acquire pets for the companionship, and we all do, but they don't realize the ongoing costs associated with keeping a pet.
She's a veterinarian in the Twin Cities.
The program that I work with is called MinSnap, which stands for Minnesota Spay-Neuter Assistance Program.
MinSnap provides low-cost spay and neuter surgeries for dogs, cats, and rabbits, but not just anyone can use their services.
Our services are available to people who qualify financially. They either have to demonstrate that they're receiving some type of state or federal public assistance, or they have to have a total annual household income of $40,000 or less.
The MinSnap program runs from two locations. One is in North Minneapolis and the other is a mobile clinic.
The average number of surgeries we perform a day is about 30, both on our mobile clinic and here at our stationary clinic.
Although relieving the cost burden of a spay or neuter for pet owners is part of MinSnap's work, it's not the main goal of the program.
Spay-neuter can be expensive and it can be reasonable too. It depends on the part of the state you live in and the clinic you choose to go to. But the reason that we provide...
To listen to this and other stories of Minnesota that you won't hear anywhere else, tune into Culture Q, Radio K's arts and culture program airing every Sunday at 6 p.m. on Radio K. You can also find us on PRX, iTunes, and RadioK.org. And support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.